Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Freedom Caucus urges Gordon to fight Biden coal ban immediately. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Thursday, 16 state representatives sent a letter to Governor Mark Gordon demanding he immediately pursue legal action against the federal government for its rule that mostly ends federal coal production in the Cowboy State under existing federal leases by 2041. In a significant policy shift, the Biden administration's Bureau of Land Management announced last week its decision to terminate all future coal leases in the Powder River Basin. The decision aligns with the administration's climate agenda, which aims to address the climate crisis. The BLM's final supplemental environmental impact statement identified this move as the no leasing alternative. This choice was made after rejecting other options, including maintaining current leasing levels or limiting new leases. The agency considered factors such as air quality, greenhouse gases, climate change, public health, socioeconomics, and environmental justice in its decision-making process. The letter to Gordon asserts, despite acknowledging that millions of Americans rely on coal from the Powder River Basin for energy and anticipating an increase in global coal demand, particularly in Asia, the BLM opted to shut down the nation's largest coal producers. The agency justified its decision by referencing Wyoming's unsuccessful attempt to secure a coal export terminal in Washington state. The SEIS noted a new coal port terminal on the U.S. West Coast is unlikely, as illustrated by the 2021 denial of the U.S. Supreme Court's acceptance to hear Wyoming's complaint that Washington state interfered with their unlawful interstate commerce by failing to permit a proposed coal export terminal. The letter alleges that Wyoming's appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court was denied on procedural grounds as the state's case was filed too late to be heard in a timely manner. The denial followed Governor Mark Gordon's 2018 veto of a bill that would have initiated litigation against Washington state for blocking access to Pacific markets for Wyoming's coal. As a cooperating agency under the National Environmental Policy Act, Wyoming has the legal authority and responsibility to challenge the BLM's decision, according to the Wyoming Freedom Caucus. They are urging state officials and stakeholders to file a protest with the BLM and prepare for a comprehensive legal battle to protect Wyoming's coal industry and its economic interests. The letter was signed by 16 Wyoming representatives, including Gillette representatives John Baer and Chris Knapp, and Representative Chip Nyman of House District 1. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.